It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado and other states are working toward settling lawsuits with Johnson & Johnson and the three largest pharmaceutical distributors over the opioid epidemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
If enough of the parties agree in the next 30 days, the $26 billion deal will pay for addiction and prevention services nationwide. It would provide Colorado and local governments here about $17 million a year. Democrat Phil Weiser is the state's attorney general.
The purposes of these funds are to address the opioid crisis, full stop. It is not permissible to spend it on other valuable public services, roads, bridges, what have you.
More than 1,200 people, a record, died from drug overdoses in Colorado in 2020, according to the state health department. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is putting the brakes on a plan to reduce car travel. CPR Sam Brash reports it would have required Front Range employers to develop plans to help reduce air pollution.
The original plan would have required large Front Range employers to encourage people to get to work via public transit, bikes, rideshares, really anything other than driving alone. Under the scaled back proposal, the state would make companies gather data on commuter habits. Any effort to shift those habits would be voluntary. In a statement, air regulators said this would help them write more effective policies after business groups objected to the original plan. Environmental groups say they're disappointed by the change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Flash floods and mudslides swept through northern Colorado Tuesday, killing one woman and damaging several homes. It happened in Poudre Canyon, which burned in last year's Cameron Peak wildfire. Jennifer Stark with the National Weather Service says even a short burst of rain is enough to cause major damage in areas scarred by wildfires.
And sometimes it's just one heavy rainfall event, and that breaks that dam of debris loose, and the whole thing can come down.
Flash floods and wildfires are becoming more frequent and intense because of climate change. And it's hot again today across the state with highs in the 90s around Denver and in Boulder. This is CPR News.